What do you think has been the biggest reason you've been able to thrive in that role?
I would say executing my assignment, most of all. I would say most importantly, executing my assignment. You know, if you don't know what you're doing in there, then, I mean, you know, you're not going to help the team. But I would say that is the most important thing, you know, about playing defense. You know, you got to execute your assignment. And for the most part, that's what I've been trying to do, you know, every game.
How much has it helped being a veteran and being through the battles in this league and understanding what you're going to see on a week-in and week-out basis so that nothing at this point in your career is really catching you off guard?
I definitely think that helps a lot. You know, this is my eighth year, and I've seen a lot over the years. You know, there's a lot of things that's been coming my way, you know, and I've seen over the, you know, past couple of years, you know, so that definitely helps being a vet.
In terms of playing outside versus inside, what is the biggest difference?
I think inside, you know, you I think you have to have great eyes. You know, you can't go in there, you know, with your eyes looking at everything, you know. You know, because you can easily get fooled, you know, on a play fake, you know, play action run or something like that. You know, I think you definitely have to have good eyes.
What's your weekly preparation to develop those eyes? Obviously, you've had the experience, but I would imagine it has to take a lot of film room study to be able to maintain that and keep up with the way the offense has changed in the league, and especially you're seeing some of these teams for the first time playing in a different defensive scheme.
I would say watching a lot of film. You know, when you watch a lot of film, you start to get familiar with, you know, the formations, you know, certain shifts, certain alignments. You know, that could tip you off, you know, whether it's a run or a play action pass or, you know, just a screen or something like that. You know, if you watch a lot of film, then, you know, you're going to see some of that stuff on the field.
Do you guys get together as a group? Is that something that you do a lot on your own? Like, how much would you say you watch during the course of a week?
I watch a lot of film. Then we watch film as a group. So, you know, the more film you watch, I think the more comfortable you're going to be out there.
Is it stuff that you do strictly here? Do you bring it home? Is it?
I definitely take it home, too.
Yeah.
You know, this is my job. I can't just, you know, do film here, and then when I get home, I don't do anything. You know, this is my job. This is what I do for a living, so I definitely have to do more than what I'm expected to do, you know, as far as watching film at home.
Some people might say you take care of your business here, and then once you're home, so.
I mean, you definitely have to have a balance, you know, but for the most part, this is the way I make, you know, my living, you know, so I have to take it very serious, you know, so if it's watching film, I definitely have to watch a lot of film, you know, so I could be successful at my job. So
is that something that you've developed over the years, or is that something that when you came into the league from Florida State that you kind of already had that down?
I think over the years I've done more film watching, you know, just being a vet and, you know, just seeing certain things. I've definitely watched more film, you know, as the last couple of years I've been watching a lot of film, more than that, you know, my first couple of years.
You sit here pretty much after every practice, you have electrotherapy going on, you got the smoothie. How much of that aspect of your preparation and regimen has changed since you first came in the league?
Well, when I first came in the league, I was just one of those young guys who could run at any time of the day. You know, I didn't have to stretch much or anything like that. But now, you know, I definitely have a routine that I stick to. So I would say with that routine, you know, it's definitely helping me, you know, as far as staying on track, I would say. You know, keeping it consistent, you know, as far as my routine. And I think that's going to make you more comfortable, you know, when you go out on the field.
I'll do a little word association. When you hear Larry Fitzgerald, what comes to mind for you?
A great, consistent player. I would say that.
And what makes him so special? What makes him? What allows him to be someone who has been so consistent year in and year out through his career?
He's been consistent. You know, he's played at a high level since he's been in the league. And I think that's the most important part. You know, about being a good player, you have to be consistent. You know, you can't have ups and downs. You know, you got to be consistent with your great play, and he's been doing that, what, 12, 13 years now?
Yeah. When you watch the tape, though, is it the athleticism, the ball skills, the way he uses his body? What is there one thing that stands out the most going against him?
He has great hands, strong hands, and he's a great blocker. He's a great blocker. For a receiver, he's probably the best blocker in the league, in my opinion. Yeah.
You know this Cardinals offense is going to take the shots down the field. Is that something that you say yourself, you embrace, you enjoy, you watch the film, that you kind of say yourself, you know it's going to come at some point, and you just have to kind of be ready for it at all times?
Well, when you watch film, you're going to be ready for it. You know, so like I said before, you know, the more film you watch, the more comfortable you're going to be, you know, out there when you're seeing those plays that you see on film. So, you know, if you see like a certain formation and you, you know, you see it on film, you're like, okay, this might be a shot. So, you know, you're ready for it.